Management.
Welcome to Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom with your host, psychologist Parthenia Izard. Parthenia is a psychologist and certified natural health care practitioner who will show you alternative paths toward health with a holistic approach. Call with your questions or comments at 610-664-4100. Now here's the host of Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom, psychologist Parthenia Izard.
Good morning to those of you listening to a live broadcast or live internet simulcast today, May 26, 2007. And hello to those of you listening to an internet rebroadcast tonight at 9 p.m. Eastern Time, Wednesday at 7, Thursday at 6. A link for that is on my site. You are listening to Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom with me, psychologist Parthenia Izard, at WWDB 860 on the AM dial and simulcast, as I said earlier, on an international internet station. Again, the link is on my site. To call into the program, call 866-909-9855 or send emails during the show to wellnessradio@amtherapies.com. On this program, we discuss alternative medicine therapies, related products, and issues, and we do it with the experts. Only try the therapies shared here after consulting with your physician. Last Saturday, my guest was Peter Lewis, an industry leader in creative styling, healthy hair management, and beauty. At that show's end, we discussed the herb elder and the Asana Supta Palangustasana. If you missed that show, you can go to my website at www.amtherapies.com, click on the radio show link here to hear the show. For appointments, call the office at 610-687-6184. And for general information, call 610-660-7710. My guest today is Bishop Bernard Jordan, PhD. Some of you will remember we had him on the program earlier this year. He's going to be discussing his prophetic ministry and his new book, The Laws of Thinking, 20 Secrets to Using the Divine Power of Your Mind to Manifest Prosperity. At the end of the program, we will discuss the herb ephedra and the asana, Katuranga Dhanasana. Or if we have time, we'll do the breathing meditation, Ujjayi. Now it's time for our wellness news. Study: Modern Medicine Originated in Egypt. Manchester, England, May 14, 2007. British scientists examining documents dating to 3,500 years ago determined the origins of modern medicine lie in ancient Egypt, not Greece. The research team from the University of Manchester's Center for Biomedical Egyptology discovered the evidence in medical papyri written in 1500 BC, 1,000 years before Hippocrates was born. Quote, classical scholars have always considered the ancient Greeks, particularly Hippocrates, as being the fathers of medicine, but our findings suggest that the ancient Egyptians were practicing a credible form of pharmacy and medicine much earlier, end quote, said researcher Jacqueline Campbell. Quote, when we compared the ancient remedies against modern pharmaceutical protocols and standards, we found the prescriptions in the ancient documents not only compared with pharmaceutical preparations of today, but that many of the remedies had therapeutic merit, end quote, she added. The medical documents, which were discovered in the mid-19th century, show ancient Egyptian physicians treated wounds with honey, resins, and metals known to be antimicrobial. Quote, many of the ancient remedies we discovered survived into the 20th century, and indeed some remain in use today, albeit that the active component is now produced synthetically, end quote, Campbell said. That came out of the United Press International. Okay, as I said earlier, my guest today is Bishop E. Bernard Jordan. Bishop Jordan is nothing less than a modern-day prophet. In 1989, he predicted Hurricane Katrina, which had a devastating effect on the people of the Gulf Coast. Sought after by nations of the world for his accurate prophecies, Bishop Jordan has prophesied the word of the Lord to literally millions of people. He is the founder of Zoe Ministries, that may be pronounced Zoo Ministries. I'll check with him later. In New York City, a prophetic gathering with a vision to impact the globe with Christ's message of liberation. Bishop Jordan, who has a PhD in religious studies, has written more than 40 books, including the bestsellers, Mentoring, Spiritual Protocol, What Every Woman Should Know About Men, The Power of Money, and Cosmic Economics. He and his wife, Pastor Deborah, have 5 children. You can watch him live on television on the Power of Prophecy telecast or through live streaming. That's on his website. And his website is www.bishopjordan.com. Good morning, Bishop.
Good morning, Dr. Parthenia, and I am so glad to be back on your show again.
Oh, I am thrilled to have you back. We'll touch a little bit on some of the things we discussed last time and then take it a little bit further. Okay. I know we did ask where are you from. Where are you originally from?
Well, originally I was born and raised in Brooklyn.
Okay, that's right.
New York.
Okay, now I remember. Okay, yeah. And he has no trace of that accent. That's pretty good. And how did you get inspired? I think this started very young for you, this prophecy, the skill to prophecy.
Yes, it started at the age of 15 years of age, where I started realizing that I was a prophet, and then I started moving around with my gift as a young child in the teenager in, you know, the neighborhood and the local church where I was at, and started exercising it. And then I had some real awakening experiences where I told my mother at 17 years of age, I said, I gotta go to California. And she's looking at me saying, what for? And she's saying, I said, I gotta warn California about an earthquake that's getting ready to take place. I had never been on an airplane in my life. And she said, so she didn't stand in my way. She says, well, you got to obey God. Just say God told you. You got to go do it. Jumped on a flight to California. Didn't know anyone there. Didn't realize San Francisco, the hotel was booked up. And was led to a place, found a hotel for one night, had to get out of there that morning. And then I met someone on the bus by the Spirit. And they walked me to a place where I was able to stay for the rest of the week.
Mm-hmm.
And then I went in the streets for 3 hours and just warned the citizens, the inhabitants of San Francisco, mm-hmm. that an earthquake was going to come. And it hit 1 month after I had left California, and we were in New York reading the papers. So mm-hmm. these are just some of the experiences, some of the many experiences that have happened, you know, concerning and around the prophetic.
Now, I know on your website, you have a wonderful website, and we didn't get a chance to talk much about it last time, but they're actually streaming, I guess, testimonials from people all over who have, who support and want people to know what it is you are able to do and what you've done in the past. So people make sure, after the program, you do go to his website, and we will be giving that information again later on in the program. You differentiate between the secret, the book that's been out recently called The Secret, and what your book offers with regards to the laws of thinking, because you do go beyond the law of attraction. You want to sort of give an explanation for that?
Yes. Well, what happened is that, The Secret usually deal with the, and we're not knocking The Secret.
No, not at all.
At all. But The Secret deals with the law of attraction. It's been a great book. And I believe that it has been an entry point for the world to be introduced to spirituality
mm-hmm.
and to come into a fact that, you know what, if you can't get it on the physical plane, maybe there's something happening in an invisible realm that maybe I don't know about. Some may call it God, some may call it spirituality, some may call it higher power.
Mm-hmm.
But whatever it is, something else is happening behind the scene. You know what? I've worked hard. I've worked 2-3 jobs. I did all the dating things that I could do. Maybe I need to sit down and look at what is happening. And what The Secret did was introduce people to one law, and that is the law of attraction, that if you can get it, and it wasn't anything new that Rhonda Byrne begins to introduce by interviewing the many different great authors and speakers around the world that began to make a contribution to it, because these are truths that you can read out of Napoleon Hill's book, mm-hmm. What the Mind Can conceive, it can achieve. You know, whenever you join Damway, you wouldn't get the book Think and Grow Rich, mm-hmm. you know. Mm-hmm. So these are principles that have been around in the earth forever. And then the Bible speaks about it in Proverbs chapter 23 and verse 7, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Mm-hmm. So we begin to look at the new thought churches and the different science of mind, and these are people that have lived by these principles. So what I've done at the time, didn't have no clue that The Secret was out. We had already had the book finished and complete. It hits the market almost simultaneously. That's just like spirit, because there's only one mind in the universe. And we not only did the law of attraction, but we did 19 other laws, because I took all the different laws that helped my life. Now, there are thousands, maybe even millions of laws, and I took the laws that I readily was working with. And what I try to tell people, though you have attracted it to you, because I know people that have attracted a nice home, now it's in foreclosure. I know people attracted the car, but now they can't pay for it, or mm-hmm. attracted a relationship, but the relationship is dissolving. What do you do after the attraction? What do you need to do for the attraction? Okay. And I guess when we come back, we'll discuss
more. Yeah, that's a good place to pause. Thank you. You're listening to Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom with me, psychologist Parthenia Izzard. The program is sponsored by Alternative Medicine Therapies in Ballackinwood, Pennsylvania. Visit my website, www.amtherapies.com, or call 610-687-6184. And you can hear us live on the Internet. Click the Seventh Wave Network link on my site. And I'll be continuing my report on Nemacolin. Later, I'll tell you more about the art collection spread throughout the resort. We'll be back with Bishop Bernard Jordan, Ph.D., discussing his prophetic ministry and new book, The Laws of Thinking. Call 866-909-9855 with your questions.
Why should you passively exist with backaches, allergies, PMS, colds, flu, and other ailments? It's time to take charge of your life with preventive measures. Contact Alternative Medicine Therapies at 610-660-7710 for an initial consultation. Alternative Medicine Therapies offers a holistic approach to preventive care, unlike conventional medicine that tries to correct the illness that exists instead of preventing it altogether. Don't let anyone tell you that your situation is hopeless. Alternative Medicine Therapies like Iridology, Kinesiology, Reflexology, Energy Medicine, which includes Qi Light Therapy, acupressure, and psychological consultations has an amazing track record of positive results. Why suffer when Alternative Medicine Therapies with psychologist Parthenia Izzard is here to help? Contact Alternative Medicine Therapies today for an initial consultation at 610-660-7710 and visit their website at www.amtherapies.com. And don't miss Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom, psychologist Parthenia Izzard's radio program each Saturday morning at 9 on AM 860 WWDB.
Don't passively exist with backaches, allergies, PMS, colds, flu, and other ailments. Listen to me, Parthenia Izzard, at my new time, Saturday mornings at 9 for Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom. I am a local natural health care practitioner and psychologist. I will show you alternative paths toward health with an holistic approach. Don't miss Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom with me, Parthenia Izzard, at my new time, Saturday mornings at 9, only on AM 860 WWDB. You are listening to Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom with me, psychologist Parthenia Izzard. The program is sponsored by Alternative Medicine Therapies, as I told you earlier. I'm now offering online psychosocial and life coaching, and remember, you can listen on the Internet. Now, today's ultimate trivia question. What herb is also called black elder? Last week, we asked you what was also called Chinese angelica, and the answer to that was Dong Quai. Today, we're talking with Bishop Bernard Jordan, Ph.D., discussing his prophetic ministry and his new book, The Laws of Thinking, 20 Secrets to Using the Divine Power of Your Mind to Manifest Prosperity. To call in, call 866-909-9855 or email us at wellnessradio@amtherapies.com. Okay, you were just leaving us with how to maintain, once you've manifested these wonderful things, how do you keep them in your life?
Yes, And so what happened is that I put 20 secrets to using the divine power of your mind to manifest prosperity. And this was not something that I had, you know, interviewed people with. These are principles I was taught by the Reverend Dr. Frederick Eichmann Coder, better known as Reverend Ike. Mm-hmm. And I put these principles, what my spiritual father had taught me, to work. And so I dealt with the law of becoming, the law of spirit. Then the law of attraction became the third principle, and the law of writing. And you can get the book for those that are listening, and you can go to my website at bishopjordan.com. Just think of Michael Jordan becoming a bishop. And just go right there, and the book will pop up, bishopjordan.com. And what we've done here, which was interesting, Parthenia, is that we've taken these principles, and it gets you very well rounded. Like, for instance, there's a law of planning. You know, if you fail to plan, you plan to fail. And so everything needs a plan. There's also the law of predestination. You have to understand that only good has been predestined for you. No evil can befall you. As a matter of fact, we don't even believe that there is evil.
Mm-hmm.
And the law of money. Somebody will say, "Well, money isn't everything, but freedom is, and money buys freedom." And so we have different laws. The law of risk: if you're not going to be successful unless you take risk in life, and there's going to be something that's going to come in your life that's going to make you feel like you're going over the edge, and you cannot be afraid to stretch. Once fear sets in, your money gets locked up.
All right, because you do talk in the book about things that block manifestation, and that's certainly one of them, fear.
Yes.
You want to share some of those other things that block manifestation?
Well, besides fear, not having the ability to take risk.
Okay.
When you begin to be afraid to expand and stretch. Notice when Jesus was feeding the multitude, he had the fishes and loaves there. It was not enough to feed the multitude. He was able to give thanks in the midst of all of those people as if what he had in his hand would be enough to supply the need that was at hand. And that's another thing that blocks manifestation, is when we cannot give thanks in the presence.
Mm-hmm.
When we can't give thanks in the present for what we have, and we're looking at what we don't have, that blocks spirit from manifesting because we are not grateful and thankful. You cannot let the objective realm be your reality. Your reality has got to be the subjective realm. And in the deep part of yourself, this is something I was teaching last night doing live streaming on my website, is that the deep part of yourself is the secret operator, and that is consciousness. And once you understand that consciousness is the secret operator, then you begin to understand what you got to do to change, and that is to get and become conscious of what is going on the inside of you in order for you to determine the good that you desire to be, do, and have.
Well, now, obviously, you think many people or all of us have the ability to prophesy or make prophecy because you have your university. What is the name again of your university for training people in that area?
We have the School of the Prophets,
right, okay,
that people can come to. And in the School of the Prophets, people come and not only get trained, but they will learn how to read. I believe that you would only come because you have that calling of the prophetic in you.
Right.
If you don't have it, you're not going to be interested in it. So everyone has the gift, but everyone won't master the gift.
Gotcha. Okay.
Because everyone can hear. Everyone have an intuitive side. Everyone have a part of their being that knows something. Else you couldn't be on the planet. To me, it's like breathing. You'll always hear somebody say, you know, I thought that, or I felt that, or I should have known better. Mm-hmm. Well, why should you have known better? You didn't do better. I felt something on the inside. I should have went and see. And that's how we tell people, never second guess your intuition.
There you go. That is so true. So I would imagine the laws. Now, there's some that we didn't get to touch on last time you were here, so I want to sort of touch on them a bit today. You talk about the law of becoming. That was these are at the beginning. The law of becoming, the law of spirit, and the law, well, we know about the law of attraction. So you want to sort of give us that a brief synopsis of those first two laws?
Yes. The law of becoming, you start to realize that, number one, who am I? Well, you're made in the same image and likeness as God is. I am God. Okay? Mm-hmm. If people can't get past the first law in the book, then they're not going to be able to manifest, because we reason usually as man when we should be reasoning as God. And one of the things that we've got to do is see ourselves as God sees us, perfect, whole, complete, and divine. So God did not make anything other than himself. He made himself. Then we have the law of spirit, where we begin to teach you that you are a spirit. You know, you are not your body. Your body is not you. We also tell people the body has never been sick. Wait a minute, Bishop George, you can't tell me that. I know what kind of pain I felt in my body. I know the pain I felt in mine too. And the truth of the matter is that the body is only projecting what is happening on the inside. It all starts in consciousness. That sickness or that disease or discomfort could not happen unless there was a discomforting thought that was happening somewhere deep in the conscious or the subconscious mind. And then we have the law of attraction. You get what you are. And what are you thinking? Because whatever your thoughts are, those are the things that are manifesting in your life. And this book has gone New York Times bestseller. And not only has it gone New York Times bestseller, but there's people that have made comments, like Sonia Thompson said that she found this book to be a precise, a very easy read.
Oh, yes.
And the truths in it were some of the keys that she was looking for in life. And another person was sharing with me just the other day and said that the laws of thinking literally has changed his mind and made him a better thinker, because he did not know that his mind had this kind of power to do these kinds of things. He kept wanting to blame the world or look for someone else, and he found out it was from the inside that he needed to do the work.
Okay, I hate to interrupt you, but we do have a caller, Lewis, one of our regulars in New York. Good morning, Lewis.
Good morning.
And what question do you have for our guest?
Well, I was wondering what the prophet, who the prophet sees as coming to lead our African-American people during these dark days.
Well, I was reading something, I believe it was out of Dante's Inferno, that said hell is when nothing connects. And what I'm seeing, and it's interesting that you say, what do we see with African-Americans in these dark days? We've got to come to a place where we are connecting to each other, because our network determines our net worth. And as long as the people become divided and do things in isolation, then failure is definitely inevitable. And so we're going to need to see a better coming together. The other thing that I want to say to you is, what's going on from the stomach area up to the chest area?
I'm having a bit of a cough. I had a cough very, very, very hard cough for several weeks, and now it's diminishing, but I'm having a bit of a cough, but seems to be. I was hoping it was getting better.
Yes, I felt like that you were going to be doing something that was going to help you to get on a real detox, and something in the diet that was going to clear up some things that was mucus forming. And as you begin to do that, it's going to begin to correct itself, and you're going to begin to find wholeness from a whole nother angle. And that's what the Spirit of the Lord is saying.
Oh, well, bless you. Thank you. I have been utilizing the apple cider vinegar and also the, what is the name of that other stuff? aloe vera. But I must admit, the last week I haven't been utilizing it.
Okay.
Well, he's giving you some good advice there, and I hope you will, take it, incorporate it, and let us know how everything turns out.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much for calling, Lewis.
And thank you so much.
Okay.
Bye.
Yes, Bishop, you want to continue where you left off?
Yes, and I want to encourage people to call in because the prophetic word is very much alive, here today and on this show, and I think it's a great service that you're doing with the people and opening up people to knowledge and also opening up people to other forms of healing and really beginning to allow people to experience the different healing arts.
Mm-hmm.
But in my book, The Laws of Thinking, we also cover the law of writing. And we tell people that writing is the entry point of spirit into matter. In other words, nothing will manifest in your life until you can start to write it down. And sometimes we don't jot down our thoughts. I walk around every day with a journal, like it's attached to my right arm. And because I write in it, because that book becomes like my magic book, because I know that once I write in it, whatever I have written down, I have now allowed that which is spirit to enter into the realm of matter.
Okay. I hope everybody hears that. That's something simple that most people can easily do.
Yes. And you know what, Dr. Barthenia, what people can also do is start becoming a list maker. And this is an exercise I work with people. And when you become a list maker, you'll start making a list of all the things you want and desire. And then after you've made that list, you put it in the affirmative. You put it in the now. By affirming that I am that. So if the first thing you said, I want a new house, well, you won't ever get the new house by wanting it, because the only thing want creates is more want.
Mm.
You got to move it from I want a new house to I am a new house, and then visualize and see yourself in the new house, because what you mentalize, you will materialize.
Very good. Okay. Now, we did the law of writing. We did the law of risk. What about the law of habit?
Show me your habit, I'll show you your destiny.
Oh, my.
What do you do habitually? What are you doing every day? What are the things that are moving you? What are the things that are turning you around? Show me your habit, I'll show you your destiny. I work with an exercise where I usually tell people, write down the names of 12 friends. Who are the 12 people that are in your life? And, the people just start right out writing the 12 names. And that's why we encourage people to get 12 books. And we have people that are starting now Laws of Thinking circles with the people that are in their group. And it's like a reading club, because we're creating a thinking epidemic. People are learning to manifest who they are. So they write down their 12 friends. I says, how many of you would like to know what your future look like?
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden, they all raise their hand. It's not a handout. Everyone wants to know their future. At that point, they think, of course, they said, well, this is the prophet. He's going to prophesy to me. I said, I'm going to show you how to prophesy to yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Look at your friends, because your friends are a prophecy of what you are becoming.
Wow.
And so when you look at your people around you, it shows you, it reflects some aspect in you. And these are one of the principles that we begin to share and to teach, that you meet no one but you. Everyone that you meet in life is you pressed out. So whatever habits you are doing habitually is revealing who you are on the inside, and the people show up on the outside. If you're a drinker, guess who you have?
Mm.
You have a lot of drinkers around you. If you are I don't want to start naming all people's sins, but if you're intelligent, you start attracting intelligent people around you. And see, I had to just catch myself just now. You want to know why? Because the mind has a bias towards negatives.
Yeah, that's true.
That's the nature of the mind. Notice, breaking news, oh my God, what happened? It had to be something negative. And that's why news stories, you know, if it does not bleed, it does not lead. Because the mind has a bias towards negatives.
Mm. Okay, well, again, another good place. He always stops just in time there. You're listening to Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom with me, psychologist Parthenia Izard. The program is sponsored by Alternative Medicine Therapies in Delacanwood, Pennsylvania. Visit my website, www.amtherapies.com, or call 610-687-6184. You can hear us live on the Internet. The link is on my site. And we'll be back with Bishop Bernard Jordan, Ph.D., discussing his prophetic ministry and his new book, The Laws of Thinking. Call in at 866-909-9855 with your questions. Don't passively exist with backaches, allergies, PMS, colds, flu, and other ailments. Listen to me, Parthenia Izard, at my new time, Saturday mornings at 9 for Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom. I am a local natural health care practitioner and psychologist. I will show you alternative paths toward health with an holistic approach. Don't miss Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom with me, Parthenia Izard, at my new time, Saturday mornings at 9, only on AM 860 WWDB.
Why should you passively exist with backaches, allergies, PMS, colds, flu, and other ailments? It's time to take charge of your life with preventive measures. Contact Alternative Medicine Therapies at 610-660-7710 for an initial consultation. Alternative Medicine Therapies offers a holistic approach to preventive care, unlike conventional medicine that tries to correct the illness that exists instead of preventing it altogether. Don't let anyone tell you that your situation is hopeless. Alternative Medicine Therapies like Iridology, Kinesiology, Reflexology, Energy Medicine, which includes Qi Lai Therapy, Acupressure, and Psychological Consultations has an amazing track record of positive results. Why suffer when Alternative Medicine Therapies with psychologist Parthenia Izard is here to help? Contact Alternative Medicine Therapies today for an initial consultation at 610-660-7710 and visit their website at www.amtherapies.com. And don't miss Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom, psychologist Parthenia Izard's radio program each Saturday morning at 9 on AM 860 WWDB.
You are listening to Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom with me, psychologist Parthenia Izard, and I am offering online psychosocial coaching. Next week, June 2nd, 2007, our guest will be Dr. Emma Mellon, Ph.D., author of Waking Your Dreams, Unlock the Wisdom of Your Unconscious. We had her on in the latter part of last year, as a matter of fact, and she'll be sharing some alternative ways of assessing and maintaining or dealing with psychosocial issues. At that show's end, we will discuss the herb eucalyptus and the asana ahu mukha savasana. Now we're talking with Bishop Bernard Jordan. Oh, also, I wanted to let you know, I was invited to be a part of a book called 101 Great Ways to Improve Your Health, and I'll be giving you more information when that comes out, and you will be able to get that on my website. Again, we're talking with Bishop Bernard Jordan, Ph.D., discussing his prophetic ministry and his new book, The Laws of Thinking, 20 Secrets to Using the Divine Power of Your Mind to Manifest Prosperity. And to call in, call 866-909-9855 with your questions. Was there something you wanted to wrap up on that topic we were speaking on? Because we do have a caller.
Yes, just I'd share with people, look at your outside world because it will reveal your inside reality.
Okay, yes.
And once you grab that truth that you meet no one but you, stop trying to change the image in the mirror and just change you. And the image in the mirror will change because the world is just you pressed out.
Oh, that is so prophetic.
Yes.
We have Vanessa in West Philly. Good morning, Vanessa.
Hello.
Yes, hi. You have a question for Bishop Bernard Jordan?
Yes, good morning.
Good morning.
Bless you.
I wanted to ask you, where's your school? You said that you have a school of prophecy.
Yes, it's a distant learning, and what we do, we encourage people to come online tomorrow at 2 o'clock. There will be someone discussing about the school because we're getting ready to take inductees in the month of August. It's a lifetime of training, and what happens is that wherever you're at, doing a lot of reading on books. We meet once a week on through the internet streaming or through a phone conference. And you learn at your own pace, but the intensive week that we have in New York is a time of training. We train people in their spiritual gifts and in their prophetic gifts and in the kind of life that the prophet begins to lead. I can give you the, what you do is go to my website at www.bishopjordan.com, and when you go there, there should be something there that leads you there. But tomorrow at 2 o'clock, there will be a conference call that you can join in on. And on that conference call, you can get information.
Great. And I want to ask you any other questions. Could you tell anything, like, by just talking to me over the phone?
Well, I was going to ask you, do you do any singing? Because I hear music around you, and I just need to find out where that thought came from just now.
No, I can't sing. My voice is awful.
Okay, good.
Then it's good you're not doing the singing.
Then you're not doing it. Then you're definitely not doing the singing. I get something with travel in your life, and you're going to find yourself connecting, and I feel a real connection with you down into the deep south, so it's something you need to kind of give yourself some attention to. Feel like something is calling you there, or someone from there is calling out to you, and I don't know why, but I'm getting somewhere around somewhere between Atlanta and Alabama.
That's right. That's correct. Yes.
Why you say that's right?
Yeah, my parents are from Georgia, so I'm always down there. I used to go down there every summer as a child.
Okay. Something's going to connect with you. That's going to resonate with you. Why am I getting something about an incomplete degree? Was there something else you were thinking about in terms of schooling or something you need to bring closure to?
I want to go to medical school.
Mm-hmm. What'd you say?
I want to go to medical school.
Okay. You need to seriously look into pursuing that around July, August.
Yes.
And as you do, there's going to be a door that's going to open that is going to be amazing to you. Also, why do I hear get your passport in order or updated or something?
Okay.
Something is something. There's a pull for you overseas. Now, this is not in the near future, but it's in the not too distant future.
Great. That sounds really good, then.
Okay. Well, thank you very much, Vanessa, for calling.
Thank you.
Okay.
The both of you.
Oh, thank you.
Thanks.
Bye bye. Bye
bye.
Yes, that's it's funny. I want to go back to what you were saying, but that's always interesting to hear how you're inspired to share certain things with people based on what we consider to be a simple conversation, and I think that's interesting for people to see how natural it is, how effortless it is for you.
Yes, and and that's what this book is like too, The Laws of Thinking. When people get it, a guy named Brian said that the book was a must-have and that it helped him tremendously in not only personal matters but also in business matters. And this book will do just that, because life is made to be lived easy and not hard. And once you start to understand it, you'll start just living life. Jesus says, "I come that you might have life, and that you might have it more abundantly." Every one of us should be ready for that abundant life. And so if people go to my website today, there's a button to click that says Free Written Prophecy. I will write them a prophetic word about their life personally that will just shock them, a word that they would probably have said, "How does this man know me? He has never met me." And we don't need to meet in the physical, because spirit knows spirit.
Okay, very good. Now, I am curious about one of your other books. Well, a couple of your other books, but What Every Woman Should Know About Men. Give us an idea of what that book is about?
Well, the book is no longer available. But
oh, dear.
But we do move it only internally in-house, so you would have to call the ministry for it, but it's not available on the market.
Okay.
But that book, What Every Woman Should Know About Men, is that it's a book that deals with the five stages of manhood.
Oh, okay.
And what happens is that you have five stages. You have the first, a man is a male, usually from 0 to 2 years of age. Then he becomes a boy from 3 to 12. Then he supposedly goes to a rites of passage on some level, where he becomes a man at the age of 12 years old. And we teach that at that age he should know how to treat a woman because he treats his mother right. He should be open to doors for his mother, assisting his mother. Mm-hmm. If a young man doesn't assist his mother, he's not going to assist his wife, because the mother becomes the first female in his life that he learns to treat. I tell women, never date a guy that hates his mother.
Oh, my word, yes.
Okay. And then after manhood comes husbandhood, and then after husbandhood comes fatherhood. And that's one of the concerns that I'm finding in the community, is that there's a lot of young men that won't even get married. They're stuck at manhood, or even some are not even at manhood. They're at boyhood and don't even know it. And what is happening is that you're looking at people getting married later and later, and I'm talking particularly about African-American males. And then what happens is that when they're getting married so late, you know, they're having children later and later. And then when they start to get 40, they start aging in reverse. So we've got some real situations that we need to deal with, because it's almost like it's like a self-destructive mechanism that is going on. But that is where women got the, you know, was so empowered with that book, What Every Woman Should Know About Men. And a lot of women that had husbands found out that they didn't have a man in the house, but they had a boy, because boys like toys, and there was no maturity there. And a man's supposed to name a woman, and this might be old-fashioned or tradition, because that woman takes on the name of that man, and what happens on that becomes her head, that becomes where her thoughts come from. And that's why a lot of women have the hyphens in their name, because we said the male could not buy out the corporation.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So you can see it's a radical book. It is for people that really kind of understand the ministry and looking for it deeper, because there's no fluff in that book. It really deals with some real issues that might be hard to grapple with, especially with people that, you know, are, you know, feminists and different things, or may have different kinds of views of the way the family should be set up.
Oh, I was just getting ready to ask my next question. You're listening to Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom with me, psychologist Parthenia Izard. The program is sponsored by Alternative Medicine Therapies in Bala Cynwyd, Pennsylvania. Visit www.amtherapies.com or call 610-687-6184. You can hear us live on the internet. The link is on my site. We'll be back with Bishop Bernard Jordan, Ph.D., discussing his prophetic ministry and new book, The Laws of Thinking. Call at 866-909-9855 with your questions.
Why should you passively exist with backaches, allergies, PMS, colds, flu, and other ailments? It's time to take charge of your life with preventive measures. Contact Alternative Medicine Therapies at 610-660-7710 for an initial consultation. Alternative Medicine Therapies offers a holistic approach to preventive care, unlike conventional medicine that tries to correct the illness that exists instead of preventing it altogether. Don't let anyone tell you that your situation is hopeless. Alternative Medicine Therapies like iridology, kinesiology, reflexology, energy medicine, which includes Qi Lai therapy, acupressure, and psychological consultations, has an amazing track record of positive results. Why suffer when Alternative Medicine Therapies with psychologist Parthenia Izard is here to help? Contact Alternative Medicine Therapies today for an initial consultation at 610-660-7710 and visit their website at www.amtherapies.com. And don't miss Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom, psychologist Parthenia Izard's radio program each Saturday morning at 9 on AM 860 WWDB.
Don't passively exist with backaches, allergies, PMS, colds, flu, and other ailments. Listen to me, Parthenia Izard, at my new time, Saturday mornings at 9 for Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom. I am a local natural health care practitioner and psychologist. I will show you alternative paths toward health with an holistic approach. Don't miss Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom with me, Parthenia Izard, at my new time, Saturday mornings at 9, only on AM 860 WWDB. You are listening to Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom with me, psychologist Parthenia Izard. I am now offering online psychosocial and life coaching. Remember, you can listen to the show on the internet. The link is on my site. Today we're talking with Bishop Bernard Jordan, PhD, discussing his prophetic ministry and his new book, The Laws of Thinking, 20 Secrets to Using the Divine Power of Your Mind to Manifest Prosperity. Call in at 866-909-9855. Okay, now, when you were on the program last time, I let you get away from here without sharing any prophecies, anything that you sort of thought was important for us to know in the future. And then I also thought to ask whether or not you had any feelings about the Democratic nominee or the Republican nominee or anything in that vein. So is there something you'd like to share with us?
I want to say this, that I believe in this coming up election is very interesting, because now you have two individuals or two people that represent two principles in life that probably people never thought that it would happen so quickly, to have these kinds of individuals coming to the forefront. And then with the statement with IMUS, you know, it's interesting that it represents both of these principles, our ideas, when what was said was about a female, and then the African-American, your two front runners are the African-American and female, which means that the nation could be getting ready to transition as a whole, and we need to begin to really look at some of the things that, you know, might be happening. I think what I'm sensing, if I was to say this, I think we're going to be amazed at how far ahead Obama comes to the forefront, and that we, at the last minute, I think there's going to be either some glitches or either some surprises in the entire election process.
Oh my, okay. Excuse me. I almost lost my voice behind that one. Okay. Okay, well, we'll keep our eyes and ears opened. Now, you're doing a book tour, right? Aren't you in the midst of that right now?
Yeah, well, the book tour has been concluded, and we've... Yeah, the book tour has been concluded, but I am going out. I am doing some speaking. I do have to go out to Minneapolis, and I'm going to be doing a three-day meeting out there around the Laws of Thinking. Then I'm also going to Dr. Barbara King's church in Atlanta, Georgia, for 3 days in the month of July. So I'm going around and doing some speaking, and the book has done great. And we want those that are listening to the program today to go to my website and pick up the book right now at bishopjordan.com or wherever books are sold. Because, you know, Pennsylvania has been one of our largest movers of this book, The Laws of Thinking.
Oh, okay. That's good to know. Okay. Now, there's something in your book you mentioned, God never raises his voice. I thought that was interesting and well worth sharing. And then we'll close with your final words of wisdom for our listeners.
Yes. God never raised his voice, because even when Elijah heard it was the still, small voice. You know, God never forces you or drive you to do anything. He only unctions you and beckons you. And he'll still say in that still, small, quiet voice, because he has no need to raise his voice, because remember, you set up your own life. He's not ruling your life. You're ruling your destiny throughout eternity. And if you choose not to hear the still small voice, then you have chosen a path of consequences. And sometimes consequences are not that fun.
Oh, that you can say that again. Okay, well, what final words of wisdom about people and their futures or whatever would you like to share?
Well, people need to just understand that their future is just one click away, and then go right to bishopjordan.com for their own personal prophecy. I would say that for a general word for those that are listening in terms of health, I believe that food will become the medicine of the future.
Oh, great.
And that we need to begin to look at food, look at things that we need to slowly start to move out of your diet. I just got off of a 21-day detox that I did personally, which was the Lemonade Fast, which was great, and we went on as a group, and I've just made a commitment that every season we're going to do 10 days of fasting, and we do it as a group in support. We found there were people that had diabetes, that their diabetes had disappeared, their sugar got regulated, and then some of them wanted to go back and start eating pastas and breads. You know that is not good for you. And we had a holistic doctor that was with us, that's also a part of our group, that was also helping to monitor and help them to regulate the intake of the syrup. And we said, listen, you can either be on insulin for the rest of your life or you can be on the right kinds of food for the rest of your life. You know, when you're young, you live to eat, but when you get more mature, you should eat to live.
Oh, very good.
So
okay, well,
food is the medicine of the future.
Thank you so much, Bishop Jordan, and I look forward to our visit, or your next visit.
Yes, and I hope to be able to talk to you again off air.
Okay. Thanks
okay.
so much. Bye-bye.
Okay,
now it's time for our herb of the day. The herb is ephedra, part used medicinally are the stems. Phytochemicals include beta-carotene, gallic acid, ephedrine. Some of the nutrients include calcium, iron, magnesium, manganese, phosphorus, potassium, selenium, zinc, vitamins B1, B2, B3, and BC. And BC and C. No, I was distracted because we got another caller, but they called too late. It relieves congestion, aids in the elimination of fluids, relieves bronchial spasms, and stimulates the central nervous system. This is also known as Mahuan. Okay, and our asana for the day. Chaturanga Dandasana. The body is held parallel to the ground by the strength of the legs and arms in this one. You lie prone on the floor, arms beside the trunk. Take the feet about 1 foot apart and extend the legs away from the trunk. Bend the elbows, place the palms on the floor beside the chest, and spread the fingers. Bring the elbows in, tuck the toes under, and keep the soles of the feet perpendicular. Straighten the knees, raise the head, take a deep breath. With a sharp exhalation, raise the legs and the trunk a few inches above the ground, parallel to it. Extend the spine and the trunk forward, and take the shoulders up and back, keeping the coccyx and sacrum slightly tucked in. Do not raise the hips higher than the legs and trunk. Stay for from 15 to 20 seconds, looking around and breathing evenly. Exhale and come down. I also want to let you know that we have arranged, we have gotten some calls about the thermography, and we're thinking of scheduling something for that in July. You're listening to Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom with me, psychologist Parthenia Izzard, on WWDB 860 AM, simulcast on the Internet. Next weekend, June 2nd, Emma Mellon, PhD, author of Waking Your Dreams, will be our guest, and the herb will be eucalyptus and the asana Adu Mukha Savasana. You can listen to the program live on your computer by clicking the Seventh Wave Network link on my site and find out about rebroadcasts there also. And they also archive the programs. If you're interested in interning on the program, email your resume and or recordings to consult at amtherapies.com or to my office at 2 Bala Plaza, Suite 300, Bala Kenwood, Pennsylvania, 19004. Alternative Medicine Therapies offers the public iridology and kinesiology assessments, consultations in nutrition, meditation, acupressure, psychosocial consultations, online coaching. Visit the website, www.amtherapies.com. I welcome your participation in my blog and subscription to the newsletter. We're planning my next trip to Nemacolin now. Maybe we'll see you there. Wellness, wholeness, and wisdom. Be well.